Yes. Okay. We're good. It's okay. I'm waiting for them. It's not going to get here now in Delport. Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
It's me, Dean. Is this a good time? Are you busy? You kind of sound busy.
No, I'm not busy. Now, you said my payment would be, my first payment would be how much?
So I believe we had discussed it being $648 would be the first payment, right, to get started.
And what about if some reason they turned me down at Google?
Well, the only way that Google Guaranteed is going to turn you down is if you had, like, a felony charge on your background check and if you didn't have the license and insurance that they require.
Well, I got the loss of an insurance, but it's a back in, like, 07, I did have a felony. I used to be a heathen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was back in 07. But
I know that they go as far back as 7 years. So they go back 7 years for the background check.
You pretty sure that's it?
Yeah, in fact, I'll even confirm it with you. Hold on 1 second. Let me just chat my manager.
Yeah, if they only go back 7 years, I'll be fine.
Yeah, from what I understand, because I had a gentleman that, you know, I mean, he had a pass when he was a teenager, you know, and it was like wrong place, wrong time, right? And he ended up, let me just ask him this, how far? And he ended up getting like a felony charge, I mean, he as a juvenile, right? And he was concerned with that because he said, you know, home advisor, I mean, that was one of my concerns, but I was approved. And so I know that that was a concern for him with the Google Guaranteed. And I had clarified it because at first they had said 5 years and then we got clarification that they said 7 years. But I can just confirm with that just to make sure to be safe. But I do know it's 7 years. Let me ask. Now, let's just say, right, the 648, if you didn't pass the background check for whatever reason, they don't approve you, okay, then you would just stick with the monthly program. But I really don't see you not getting approved. But let me confirm that, though. How far? Let me just type this out. How far do they go on the background? And you said that was in 07, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there, 07, 08. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was no later than 08.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then you should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I ask? I mean, not to be nosy, right? And no judgment, because listen, my husband's got felonies. I'll tell you from his past. What was the, do you remember what the charge was?
Well, way back yonder in 03, 04, 02, I had a sales case, but the Secretary of State, let me get my license back in, 17, and then in 09, he let me get my master's.
Wow.
So I have a master unrestricted class 2 plumbing license, and that's the highest you can go in the state of Georgia. So, but I do, man, I'm telling you, I had a career up to 2000 and, I had a career of just drugs and, that's the way I live my life. And I finally one day said, hey, I'm going to grow up and be something.
Well, you know what? And you know, I'll tell you, I have a lot in my family, and they've completely turned their lives around. You know, we've all done things in our past that we're not always so proud of, but sometimes it's those things that have made us the person that we are today, right? Yeah. You know? So good for you. I'm glad to hear that you turned it all around. You know, I love hearing stories like this because I tell you, it gives me hope for some of my family that's not doing so well, right? So definitely, yeah. You know, it happens. Yeah, I asked another person and they told me as far as they know, 7 years. So, yeah, that's how far back they would go. So 7 years from 2023, I mean, you're looking at what, 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it was, and you're not on parole or anything, right? So, I mean, if you're on parole, then I would see you still on your record.
You can't
yeah.
Can't have a plumbing license with a death that'll be cleared.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'll be good.
Yeah, I think you'll be good too.
So they require my insurance and
certificate? Yes. What they'll require, so when we get you set up, okay, Todd, the way it's going to work, okay, you'll pay the $648, all right? Now, your local SEO, the other package that we had talked about, your monthly one, the following payment, okay, that'll be made, and I'll give you the exact, I'm going to break it down for you, so this way you understand. So you would pay $648 today. And then your next payment, which includes the Facebook ads and the local SEO and the directory submission and all that, that one will charge again. The $299 is going to be charged on the 9th of February, right?
Uh-huh.
And then once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, right, then that's when we would follow up with you. In fact, it would be Ivan, our representative for Google Guaranteed here, he would give you a call and say, okay, Todd, you've been approved for Google Guaranteed. Do you want us to turn on your leads? At that time, you would say, yes, turn them on, or turn them on this date, right? So that's the day that we turn on your leads is when you would pay the $365 minimum monthly budget.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, and that's just for 13 calls. Anything over 13 calls, I'll pay extra, right?
Well, it's only going to give
what
you up
I
to...
What if I answer the call? What if I answer the call and it don't... nothing happens?
Yeah, so I'll explain. So with Google Guaranteed, it's a minimum monthly budget of $365, which will give you up to 13 leads. Now, if one of those leads, you answer the phone, it doesn't go anywhere, you don't hear anything, or they don't answer, right? When you pick up, it's not a qualified lead. You didn't talk to anybody. So they're going to credit it back. Now, if you did discuss price, or let's say you set up an appointment for an estimate, but you didn't get the job, you're still charged for that lead because it's qualified. Now, if they called you outside of your services, if they were calling you for a tree service, well, it's not a service that you offer. So what they're going to do is credit back that lead to you because it's unqualified. Okay? Now, if you only got one lead in the month, which, again, I've never seen that happen, but let's say you only got one lead, it rolls over. So whatever was left the following month, it rolls over. So meaning if you only got one lead the month before, you're only paying for that one lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If there's a time that you want to, let's say you want to take on more than 13 leads in a month, you would just let us know, and we could put 30 leads if you want up to 30 leads. Now, your minimum monthly budget would change, but the cost per lead is still going to be $28 per lead. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do first, Todd, I know I sent you the two emails. I actually sent you quite a few. Let me make sure I sent you the one with the customized tracking and reporting system. Let's take a look. Let me send you that one. So the one email I sent you was a Google Guaranteed program showing you the cost per lead, the minimum monthly budget, And then I also sent you the one that's going to include the Google local listing first page. It's going to include the directory submission, Facebook ads, and all of that, okay? And I just got confirmation. They only go back 7 years, so you're good.
And you're going to do all my Facebook stuff, too?
We are going to set everything up. We're going to manage it all for you, okay? And then I know you didn't have a website, right? So we're going to build you a
website. I have a website. It's at Todd B. Dover. It's at Todd B.
You do have one? Because
yeah,
the one that I see on your Google profile page, it shows that it's asking me to purchase the domain, flowtechplumbingtodd.com.
Okay.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, Todd B. Dover. Yeah, that one.
Okay. So an actual website that says www.flowtech, you don't have one like that, right? Because I don't see it anymore.
Let me look. It's supposed to be on there.
Yeah. In fact, I think that's why we were including a website for you, like a www.com website. We were including one for you.
Yeah, you were. I guess do I need to get you some pictures or what?
Yeah, and that'll be conducted in your client interview, okay? Now, the next email that I'm going to be sending you, Todd, is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what it does is just gives you an overview of our reporting system. So this way you know how you're tracking your results with us, okay? So this way you just have an idea of how it looks, okay? So let me send that to you. And then on this number, you also can receive text messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to send you over right now 3 text messages. The first one, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like you to have my information. Okay, so this way you have it for your records. So I'm sending you that. And then I'm also going to send you a second one that's going to have the number to our customer service. Okay, anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. Oh, my God.